This is CliffCentral.com.
George, what do you have for us this morning? What's on your agenda?
Well, everybody knows there's 95 octane and 93 octane fuel that you put in your car, right?
And what's the difference?
Well, it doesn't make too much of a difference. People think that if you put 95 octane fuel in your car,
your performance,
your performance, yeah. But octane has very little to do with performance, and has to do.
So they're ripping you off.
They're ripping you off, Xe. It has a lot to do with the knock in the engine. So you have what's called a timing knock. And the octane, if the octane is too low in the fuel, you get this timing knock. Yeah. And you don't really get timing knocks nowadays because cars electronically advance or retard the timing. Oh. So the car saves the knock.
So why
anyway.
Do we still have two kinds of petrol? Because of
don't.
People with old Cortinas from the 70s?
Exactly. So you don't really need to put 95 octane. The only time there's a benefit to 95 octane in regular driving is in a turbocharged car if you're driving it really, really hard.
Who is there a price difference between the two?
Yes. So 93 unleaded is R16.48, and 95 is R16.67. Now, if you had to put in 93 versus 95, you'd save a whole R500 a year.
That's a lot, though. I'd be very pissed off if I just heard you now, a lot of people are going to, and I'd been filling my car with 95 for the last 5 years.
Mm.
That's a lot of money.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. Exactly. It
Especially
makes a
when
difference.
They keep raising the fuel price, you know?
You know, now some manufacturers do recommend 95, but you've got to check the inside of your filler cap. And most of the time, you're not going to find a manufacturer that's dictating which fuel to put in.
Unless you have a Cortina from the 70s.
So exactly. A Cortina or a Golf. Then what I thought we could do is we could talk about the best cars for the South African cabinet.
Ah, okay, this is going to be pretty rude. I think this is going to be rude. Okay, you're talking about our cabinet ministers?
Yes, so cars for Cyril Ramaphosa's new cabinet members.
Okay, let's go.
Given where the economy is and using a sensible budget, here's my list of cabinet member cars.
By the way, I suggested the other day, and I got shouted out by everybody, I think that the whole cabinet should Uber wherever they're going. I don't think they need cars. Most of the cars sit outside their meeting place all day.
Oh, in a world where 90% of the time your car stands still, it makes sense.
I don't think they should have blue light brigades. They should sit in Ubers.
Well, the new Minister of Small Business, I can't even pronounce his name, Kumbodzo Ntaveni. It's a her. Okay.
No, good luck on that one. She's from Limpopo.
I would nominate
I would nominate
a Nissan NP200 half-ton bucky.
Okay, yeah, because Limpopo's roads are bad.
Exactly.
And when she goes back home to visit the family, she doesn't want to do what the previous minister, who's the Minister of Communications, Faith Mutambi, had to do once.
Yeah.
With pick up rocks and move them in the road. Do you remember that?
Well, that bucky will do well because, it represents small business and startup companies need a bucky.
Okay.
And then for the new Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Toko Didiza.
No, just Didiza.
I would recommend a new Ford Ranger.
Yes.
Because she can spoil herself with a double cab.
Ah. I think spoil is not allowed with ministers, but okay, George. You're much more forgiving. Cool.
And then number three, Patricia de Lille, the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure.
She needs a... one of those rattles that they make in the...
She insists that we call her Auntie Pat, so unfortunately the most affordable C-Class and X3 is just out of her budget at about 645,000 Rand. So I would recommend a Toyota Fortuner.
Okay.
For Auntie Pat.
All right. I like that.
Barbara Creasy.
Who's she again?
Minister of Environment.
Oh.
Forestry and Fisheries.
Okay, so she needs a boat. She needs a boat as well, all right?
She needs a runabout because, it needs to be fuel efficient. I would recommend the VW Polo because of the fuel consumption. You know, environment, forestry, and fisheries, you need to drive a lot.
I'm going to get one of those myself, I reckon.
And then finally, Senzo Mchunu, the new Minister of Public Service and Administration.
Yeah, Kyle and Sia can do this because they speak Zulu. All right, yes?
And I would recommend a Toyota Corolla sedan.
Oh, wow.
So, Uber, so
an Uber. An Uber. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Whenever I see those cars now, I assume they're an Uber.
It's a Toyota Uber.
Yeah.
A Toyota Uber. It's funny how people associate a Toyota Corolla with an Uber.
Yeah.
And 10 years ago, that wasn't the case. And then Michelin has brought out, or plans to bring out, they've designed already, a tire you don't have to pump up.
Like it almost looks like the tracks on a tank.
Yes.
That's and very clever.
They plan to put this into production by 2024 and, you know, take the air out of tires.
George, Ben was in the market for a car a while ago. Have you found anything, Ben?
Been quite busy, Gareth. I'm going to get back onto that next week, I promise.
In the meantime, he's walking everywhere. But what would you recommend for Ben?
That's right,
for
Ben. George, I mean, walk everywhere.
You recommended cabinet ministers' cars. What would you recommend for Ben?
Ben doesn't look like a Bucky or double cab type person.
He's like a Renault Clio Sport.
I would.
Have you seen them? Renault Clio Sport.
Those are funky.
He just burns.
He's getting vicious.
Those are funky. Those are tough. Renault Clio Sport.
We were so.
Doesn't he look like a race? Like he looks like he likes race cars, like sporty things. Go look at Renault Clio Sport. That's the one.
I reckon a Volvo XC60. That's a Ben car. That's a Ben car.
Sensible. Sensible.
It's a sensible
fun
car. Ben's got his head screwed on.
Click on, man.
Okay.
All right, go
as
on.
As you were, George.
Then Chinese drivers get fined for the dumbest things. So yeah. the Chinese government has surveillance equipment that can recognize whether a driver is on on his phone or not.
Uh-oh.
So this one guy got a fine in the post, and he went and fought this fine. And it turned out that he had his phone in his hand. He wasn't using it. He scratched his face with the phone, and the camera thought that he was on the phone and fined him.
Watch our stupid government buy that camera technology.
Exactly.
They love fining us for stupid stuff.
All right. I think
so
it's funny.
So the guy was scratching his face, and they thought he was on
and
the phone.
And he thought he was on the phone, so they fined him.
Wow. Not so, foolproof.
And then everything that is weird comes out of Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh.
A couple turned their living room couch, including a coffee table, and motorized it.
Is that weird or really, really smart?
Yeah, that's dope.
Can
we get that for our next video?
Look at the lamp in the background. They took the entire lounge and they motorized it.
But you know that the motto for Texas is for Austin is keep Austin weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's the actual town motto.
Keep Austin weird. That is weird. That's it for me.
All right, George. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Are you flying? Are you sailing? Are you helicoptering, gyrocoptering, driving? What are you doing this weekend?
I'll probably go fly my airplane tomorrow morning. I don't sail. I'll probably go for a bit of a flip. It looks like nice weather.
We never know with you. Could be any form of transport, you know?
That's true.
All right, very good.
This is CliffCentral.com.